Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there. Sore in spots because of all the shoveling, but you know what? We're going to be fine.
We're going to be fine. This too shall pass.
In about 6 or 7 months.
Yeah. What, isn't spring like 28 days away or so?
Apparently, but you know how it is here.
Yeah, Alberta.
So the first time we chatted, we talked about just getting started. If you had decided that, you know what, you want to improve your physical health a little bit, here's some steps to take that. Now I thought this week we'd talk about some of the interesting contraptions that are out there. For whatever reason, my TikTok feed has turned into vibrating boards, red light therapy, and all sorts of gadgets that are the miracle cure that are going to get you to lose weight in a minute or two.
Yeah.
And which ones are the good ones? Which ones are the not so good ones?
They're all bad. No. they're all a little unnecessary. You have to remember when you're seeing these ads, what are they trying to sell you? If it's too good to be true, it usually is. You have to think about the people that are sending you the message. They're usually trying to sell you something, right? So buyer beware. And they want to sell you something quick and easy. And they want you to believe that getting healthy and fit is easy. It's not. If it were easy, everybody would be doing it and not looking for a gadget to make it easy.
And we'd all be in fantastic shape. It'd just be, it'd be awkward.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's not a lot out there in these gadgets that have a lot of supporting evidence. It's minimal. You don't have to become a scientist to read the research, but you do have to understand that if it were really good, if the product were really good, some of the more profound, like researchers and scientists would be promoting it.
Yeah, if you dove into Google and did a little research on it, it would all come up and it would be, you know, legitimate sites with legitimate comments, concerns, that sort of stuff.
Right, exactly. And do they have human randomized clinical trials? Everybody wants the easy way out and everybody wants to take a pill or a quick fix to have that health outcome. But unfortunately, there's nothing that will take the place of patience and consistency.
It is that easy. Just getting outside, going for that walk.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to have all these different apparatus. Although I did suggest to a person recently, because a friend of mine recently lost over 80 pounds. And what she's done is she just got herself one of those walking pads. And anything and everything she does at the house, whether it be cooking, computer work, whatever, she's got a walking pad and she walks during all of it.
You know, it's funny you say that because I own a walking pad. That is actually one gadget, so to speak, that I actually can get behind because they're relatively inexpensive compared to a treadmill. We live in a province that has winter 8 months out of the year, and we have snowfalls that make it harder to get out. And I actually do work with older populations. Sometimes getting out of the house or going to a gym is not possible. So a walking pad is a great tool. I'd use it for my desk. I have a walking desk. On those days where it's not safe to get outside and walk, you can get on your walking pad, and it's relatively inexpensive. So I'm all for that one.
Is there anything else you could suggest, like simple weights, the elastic bands?
Yeah, if you're going, it depends on your budget, right? That's always going to be a thing. Facebook Marketplace is a great place, as frustrating as it is to use.
Because it's a great place where a lot of people have given up on the exercise and they got to get rid of that stuff.
Exactly. So you can find some fitness equipment that is relatively cheap and you don't need a ton of gadgets. Your body weight is a great start if you're just starting. And yes, some resistance bands, some mini bands, and some dumbbells that challenge you are a great place to start. And, you know, building a little area in your home with a walking pad and a couple weights is a great place to start. You do not need the expensive vibration pads or whatever gadgets out there that's telling you to spend these thousands of dollars on something that's not proven. And if that's the route you want to go down, you're going to waste your money. And if you're going to spend $1,000, go hire a trainer to teach you what to do.
Exactly.
Because that's an investment. They can teach you what to do at home. I am a trainer, so I have the bias there.
Yeah.
But I also know that the people that would come and see me are investing. So they're investing in knowledge, in knowing what they should be doing for their body and what they have access to.
And let's be honest, if you buy all this stuff, there's a good chance you're going to be that person on Facebook Marketplace selling it all.
1,000%.
Yeah. Shara, thank you so much. I appreciate the tips.
Always a pleasure.